You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Life isn't always a bowl of cherries, and sometimes it hands you galangal. And so what do? You make Thai food, right? At 50, Broda is reinventing himself, and not for the first time. A younger Broda was involved in the Mad City music scene, working at the Annex Live music venue, booking bands and bartending, and he was also an artist, and painting was his passion. And enter Broda the graphic artist, a respectable career, but at 50, you gotta do what you love. So Broda went on a journey to experience his roots and bring it back to create Bro Thai in Madison. Please welcome chef, dad, and saucerpreneur, Broda Oranian. Broda, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Thanks, Rocker. Thanks for having me here, man.
Oh, man. What the heck is galangal?
It's galangal.
Galangal. How could I pronounce it right? Right.
Answer.
It said it pronounced it on Google.
So it's kind of like a it's like a mini, what is that? What would you call it? Eggplant, kind of. But they're really small. No, I'm sorry.
Like
we're talking galangal.
Right?
Galangal is ginger, but it's a different kind of ginger.
Right.
It's not as sharp. It's made for cooking.
Right.
Whereas the other kind of ginger, usually that's what you would have in drinks and things like that. It's got more of a sharp flavor. That's what you would probably have if you had ginger ale.
Oh, yeah. All right. That makes sense. Well, as a chef yourself, who would you give a shout out to that is really exceptional in Madison here?
Man, in Madison, I don't really know a lot of names, but I do love eating and I do love to go out to eat. There is a place that just opened up in Middleton, and I believe it's Peruvian.
Mm.
And they just kind of started out, but they do an amazing brunch. And everything that comes out of there is art.
No, oh, I had the steak and eggs in there, and that was
you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
It was so good, and the price point when we went in, we sat down, and you're right, it just opened, and it is Peruvian, and I sat down and ordered, and the plate was huge.
Yeah.
I was like, it was $19. Like, come on, guys, you could raise your price. Don't tell them.
Wow,
they have amazing fish.
It must be tasty.
Very.
Broda, you have a rich backstory. I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself leading up to your recent journey. How did Broda get to this moment?
Well, start out with my mom. My mom is an amazing cook, and she's known for her egg rolls. And so she's known for her Mama V's egg rolls. Her name is Valaya.
Uh-huh.
And when we were kids, she always put out this huge spread of food, because that's how Thai food is. It's always family style.
Yeah.
You take out everything you didn't eat from the day before. It all goes back into the plate. And then everybody just sits around it Indian style.
Nice.
And you just keep chowing.
Yeah.
Now, we were spoiled American kids. So, of course, my mom would make all this food and we'd never eat it. We'd always eat the cheeseburgers and crap like that.
Right.
It wasn't until I moved away that I really appreciated.
Wow.
And my mom, I would call my mom and ask her how to make things. And what she would do, which I've had to change now, is she would just give me a list of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was like the way to do it. Like here you go,
chef.
This is what's in it, right? But the great thing about that is it teaches you to trust your palate and teaches you, to know and trust yourself and have the confidence to say it needs a little bit more of this.
Mm.
It needs a little more of that. Because you're like representing people and what they would like to eat. But she was always an amazing cook, and she was a huge inspiration for me. And then when I moved away from home, I started cooking for my roommates and stuff. And it became a thing where it was just like, hey, if you guys just chip in some money, you know, I'll go buy the groceries. And we don't all have to like.
Yep. Very familiar with that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's easier to cook for a few more people than just
God.
One. You know, especially these kind of dishes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
especially
it's made
they,
for more.
They kick in some money. They don't know what to.
Right.
I'm actually.
Now,
doing.
You transitioned, you know, from music, bartending to art.
Yeah.
And then what happened at 50? What caused you to take another U-turn?
I was working in corporate America.
Yeah.
And it was the classic, sold.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if I was fired or laid off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on who you ask. But at that point, I didn't know what I was doing in life because I was confused. And I thought, this is who I am. My job is who I am.
Right.
This IT guy.
Your identity.
And I lost my identity.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened to me. And eventually it took my wife and the help of others, good friends, reconnecting to basically make me realize that that wasn't me. that, you know, that was just my representative.
Yeah.
And me personally, I am an artist.
Right.
And I like to create. I'm a creator.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, you know, whether it's food or art or music or anything, it's all about flavor and how these things go together and how you present them. So that's kind of like where it started. And, you know, from there, it's just, yeah, I skipped around to all these different bars, bartending, the Frequency, the Annex, Sagredo, when they were around. And then one day I fell in love with my wife.
Yeah.
And I decided if I'm going to stay in this business, it's going to fail for me because, you know, I'm too much of a wild man. So, you know, I was like, I got to get some of this stuff under control.
I can attest.
You know, so, you know, it's like, so I took a back seat and I just trusted myself to, I'm going to make this happen and have a new future and create a new life for myself.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, let's talk about your journey.
Yes, sir.
You and your family go to on a breathtaking vacation in Thailand, and then they scoot home, and you take cooking classes.
Well,
wait, all right, fam, you guys go back to work. I'm going to just stay here.
Well, you know what's funny is technically I was already going there for cooking classes.
Okay.
And then with everything that happened, we decided, you know, as a family, maybe this would be a good opportunity for us to heal and get to know each other again.
Uh-huh.
And my kids can get to experience my mom's culture and see what it's like for themselves. We love to travel with our children.
Yeah.
It gives them such a really outlook on everything and how they interact with people. And I'm very proud of them.
Wow.
But yes, I had told my wife originally, like, hey, I'm going to go to culinary school in Thailand. And the reason is it costs thousands here.
Right.
Over there, I was, you know, paying anywhere between 50 and 100 bucks a class.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I got to pick my own schedule. So I literally went through and said, okay, I'm going to stay in Bangkok for a week and learn how to cook all the fancy food.
Mm.
And then I was like, then I'm going to go up north to Chiang Mai and I'm doing all farm to table and work on a farm and then, you know, actually cook all the stuff I pulled out of the field.
Wow.
And that was very educational because one of the things I made it a point of is to never learn the same dish twice. I wanted to make sure it's like, you don't know how to cook this. I want to learn how to cook that. Okay, we're going to do tofu today. Today we're going to do prawns. You know, so I always switched up like whatever protein I was using to challenge myself because the whole point of it was I knew how to cook when I went. I didn't know everything. And, you know, I only knew what my mom had taught me. So it was very educational learning from a lot of different chefs and different ways.
Wow.
And they always made an example of me because I told them, I'd tell them my plan. You know, I was like, well, my mom's half Thai. Boom, right away. Oh, your mom's Thai. You know, and then they would use me to come up and I would demo everything for them. Like, okay, he's going to come up and, you know, you're going to do the walk work. And they taught me everything on the fly. And you'd be surprised. All the people I met were so supportive when they found out I was going to open a food truck back in America.
Wow.
Like they lit up and like, that just sounds like a dream. And the more people did that, the more I felt like it is a dream. And
wow.
I want to do that because I like making people happy.
And that builds your confidence.
Absolutely.
You know? And gosh, that's authentic, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So tell me about drinking during a monsoon.
Oh.
I mean, that sounds like fun, right?
Yeah. Just hold on and drink the, you know.
One of those nights I was alone after my family had gone home, I had a tendency to rent a hotel room within walking distance of wherever I was going to school. And I would explore the area. Well, this one I had picked one time in Bangkok, it was amazing rocker. I stepped out front and it was all street food, but it was not set up when I got my room.
Wow.
So I just walked out into the stuff. And they're chicken foot soup. I mean, all kinds of strange stuff. And again, it was one of those things. I knew some Thai. I tried to talk with the locals. They take me in, you know, and they're like, oh, you want this? You want that? You know, and it impresses them when you try.
Yeah.
So the monsoon.
Yes.
So I was taking a walk by myself after class one day, and I'd walked past this little outdoor restaurant a couple of times, a little bar area. So I was like, I'm going to go in there and, you know, just have a beer. So I have a beer and I order a bunch of food that I don't know what it is. And all of a sudden the rain comes in. It is. I'm wearing shorts, flip-flops, and a t-shirt.
Yeah, and rain there is different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can see it bouncing like a foot off the ground every time it hits the ground.
Like, is it going up? Is it going down? I don't know what's going on.
And so I got stuck in this place. And I was like, I'm not leaving, dude. I'm not getting wet. And so I had a couple of beers, and I had some food, and I was making small talk with these guys across from me. Well, all of a sudden, I couldn't get any service, and I didn't understand why. Right?
Well, monsoon coming.
Yeah, right? They all left.
Well,
yeah.
One of the guys comes over. He says, "Sir," I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Can I? What do you want exactly? You're talking kind of fast, and they can't understand you." I said, "Oh, well, I'd like a beer." Well, he points at my beers and starts counting them. He goes, "Well, you've already had three." And I held it up and showed him. I was like, "It's only 5% alcohol."
Yeah,
I was like, "I'm from Wisconsin." So after this, he starts laughing and he tells the waitress, "You can serve him. He's fine." Right?
Wow.
And then while we're talking across the restaurant. He goes, "Hey, you want to come sit with us?" And I said, "Yeah, I want to come sit with you." Dude, it was the most amazing conversation. He bought me a dark beer. Mm. He goes, "You like that stuff?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Let me get you a good beer." And then they were from the same region of the country my mom was from.
Wow.
And so it's very rare. And then so we started talking, and everybody in Thailand cooks. That is one of the things. Like, it doesn't matter what you get. The food is amazing. You get a pizza, it's probably the best pizza you've ever had.
Wow.
It's just how they are. So as soon as you tell people you're into cooking or I was there for school, oh, man, they were all over me. And they started sharing everything at their table with me.
Well, listen, we're kind of running out of time, so I definitely want to talk about your business. You came back to Madison to start a business called Bro Thai. First thing you do is have a sauce product, which we just tasted, and it's totally amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sweet, hot, chilies. Wow. Tell us about your endeavor. And you're going to get a food truck. So tell us about your new endeavor and to bring food here that you grew up with to the streets of Man City.
Well, the sauce was supposed to come last. That was kind of a fluke, but it's good because it's kind of made things take off. Right now, we're in the process of buying our food truck. It takes a lot of planning, especially the city has been very helpful. We reached out to them when we were going through all the permits and stuff like that. And so they helped us tell us what we were missing and things like that. And we're at the point now where we're doing catering. I've done one catering job for Madison Property Management.
Wow, so this is really new.
Yeah, it's really new. And I did over 600 pieces by myself, Rocker.
And tell us about this wonderful sauce that you made, Bro Thai.
Oh, well, this is called Prik Nam Pla. And what it is some people in Thailand, they call it crack sauce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because yeah, it's highly addictive.
I want some more. I know. I'm separated by glass. True. I can't get in there.
It's true.
But yeah, all Thai food, you know, they break it down to four flavors, right?
Yeah.
So you got your sweet, your salty, your sour, and your spicy.
Yeah.
And without all four of those, it's hard to call it Thai food.
Ah.
And when we were looking for real Thai food and looking at different places, we realized, you know, there is a calling for real Thai food in Madison.
Right.
And I'm not going to down anybody because that's not nice. And,
of course.
You know, we're all in business, right?
Right.
Yep.
But there's been places I love. And then basically it came down to everybody was asking, where do I get a good egg roll?
Yeah.
And then that was my forte before I started all this was making egg rolls. So that is how it started. And then I started making crab rangoons. And then people were like, I can taste the crab.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, yeah, you can see it too.
Right? Yeah.
So I put a lot of pride into everything I do. So something I learned in Thailand is when you cook, it should make you happy.
Yeah.
And when you're cooking for people, it should make them happy eating it.
Nice.
And that really struck me. That made me feel like this is something I want to do. I believe in all of that.
And so you're going to come out with some Bro Thai Wang De Ping sauce
in
the future here. Where can we find Bro Thai sauce that's out right now? And how can we look for the truck and how can we keep up with you online?
Well, it's going to be very easy. So I have a website. It's bro-thai.com. And right at the top, you can order the sauce. And probably within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be putting up the Wang sauce for sale also. And then our calendar is going to be going up where I'm going to be doing weekly meals, where we're going to do like probably 30 meals a week, one day a week. We're deciding still which day that's going to be. And then we're going to use that to segue into the food truck.
Wow. Sounds like you got your work cut out for you. Well, we'll have to get you back in when you got some more
stuff
coming
anytime,
out.
Anytime, brother.
And when you got the food truck in, and we'll
put
try
a couple cones
then.
Out front.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Throw the blinkers on.
Can we just do a remote from the truck?
Yeah, right? There we go. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Brother, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. And good luck on your food truck. I hope to stand in line soon.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Rocker, for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say one more thing. Thank you to my wife, because without her, yeah, I wouldn't be here to do any of this.
Oh, man, that's so sweet. Thanks, Broda.
Thank you.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.